Welcome to the Philippe Matthews Show at thepmshow.tv. Named the Oprah of the Internet by Mark Victor Hansen, Philippe Matthews doesn't ask questions that are different. He simply asks questions that make a difference. The Philippe Matthews Show features entertainers, bestsellers, authors, thought leaders, change agents, and world-class experts in the field of personal, spiritual, and professional development. An internet marketing entrepreneur, Philippe is the creator of the How Movement, dedicated to teaching people how to move from the mindset of hope to the process of how. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, move from the mindset of why to the mindset of why not. Tune in right now to this latest edition of the Philippe Matthews Show and watch your life grow.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Philippe Matthews Show. I have got an incredible guest in our technology profile section today. We have Eric Hamilton, who is the founder of AdSmoke, but he does a lot more than just that. We're going to talk about his incredible story, but we're going to talk about this incredible application that he has developed. So first, let me just welcome you, Eric, to the show. Thank you for being on with me.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, let's get started here, man. We talked before, and you know how excited I'm probably more excited about AdSmoke than you are.
yeah.
Because, you know, I already have, you know, a pretty robust YouTube channel. And so when I got to understand what AdSmoke has to offer, I just, you know, I had an OMG moment. So,
absolutely.
Let's talk about AdSmoke. What does it do? And then we'll talk about, you know, how you started it and all that. But let's just start out with what does AdSmoke do for publishers who have a YouTube channel or have video that they want to monetize?
Absolutely. What we do is we allow websites that have embedded video, YouTube video, Vimeo, it doesn't really matter, but websites that have embedded video, we allow you to make money by running pre-roll commercials in front of that video content. So as you know, people are watching less television, people are consuming a lot of content online, and what's happening is advertisers want to catch up and follow those eyeballs, right, to the Philippe Matthews show, you know, online. So in summary, what we do is, again, we allow websites that have embedded video content on their websites, we allow them to make money by serving commercials. And that's if they are a television station to us, and that's what we do.
That is absolutely incredible. So what you're saying is that even if you already have a YouTube channel or a Vimeo channel and you're already – they're already serving ads, like say with YouTube, you know, with the AdSense program, you're actually able to make double the money, double dip, if you will, and put videos in front of the YouTube videos and not disturb the ads that are already running that remain to your YouTube channel. Is that right?
That is correct. That's 100% correct. We'll write you, if you have a YouTube channel and you're collecting a check from YouTube, now you have a second one from us. Absolutely.
That is the sexy, you know, for marketers, that's just porn. That's just dirty talking right there to a marketer, because we just love making money.
Exactly. And then also on top of that is so many people who have content want to drive that traffic to their YouTube channel. But
right.
It's about driving traffic to your website, because your website
right.
is where you can control that audience. You can have some call to action to have them sign up for your list and things like that on your website. So why not have all that in the same place? Have them sign up for your list and be engaged with your content and get paid on your site. That's what
Incredible.
We do. It's about empowering some of the smaller businesses. And I guess we can probably get into that a little bit later, how the big boys have been doing this for years, the CNN
sure.
and ESPN.coms. But why not the Philippe Matthews and these other websites out there who may not get 100 million video views a month or a year,
mm-hmm.
paid in this also. So, yeah.
Well, what's incredible about it also is the ease of use. What I did was I went to my YouTube channel, I picked out a video, copied the embedded code, copied it into your user interface. It changed the code, gave me back AdSmoke code. I went back, popped it on the website, and boom.
That's it. And that's as easy as it is. If you are competent enough to have a embedded YouTube video on your website, then you're more than competent enough to run commercials and get paid for it using
Absolutely.
Ads.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just a simple copy and paste. Incredible.
Absolutely, it is. And here's the thing. It's actually going to get easier, Philippe. It's going to get easier because what we're doing is, and part of our product roadmap is we're, for those folks who are familiar with WordPress and who use WordPress, you don't even have to, eventually in about 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks, you're not going to even have to go and copy and paste. What you can do is you can go into your WordPress and then load our plugin and then click a button that says, hey, do you want to monetize all the videos on your site? And then what ads the plugin will do is go and swap everything out for you. And you don't have to do anything. It'll automatically do it for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Eric, that is crack cocaine, man, for marketing, man.
Exactly.
I'm loving that. I am loving that because that just, that, you know, a lot of people get afraid of, like, oh, my God, looking at the code and copy and pasting. Now it's just completely intuitive when you have that plugin, and it'll be a plugin. You'll just be able to go into your WordPress, type in AdSmelt, the plugin will come up, and then hit install, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You just go into your place where you go and search for plugins. Of course, it's free because my thing is this: the cash flow should flow from us to you. So many little programs out there say, oh, you know, a little $50 sign-up fee. Oh, you pay this. You know what? That's BS. The thing is, you talk about lucrative opportunities, you know, oh, you got to pay membership, $200 membership. You know, that's BS. If it's so lucrative, how about paying the end person? I need to pay you. You don't need to be paying me for a darn thing, right? You know, like we said before, I'm trying to put some money in your pocket. Excuse me for sounding a little gangster here, but I'm trying to put money in your pocket.
I love it.
That's what we do. That's what we do. So, you know, again, it's about empowering everybody to play in this space. And a bit of a side story, because I'm an ex-Yahoo employee. And
Let's talk about that. How long were you with Yahoo?
Yeah, I was with Yahoo about 3.5 years.
Okay.
And at Yahoo, I had proposed, Yahoo did an excellent job of partnering with some of the larger websites like CNN and ESPN.com. I'm sure they still do that to this day. And, you know, they do a great job of helping them monetize and running commercials in front of their content. But thing is, was Yahoo didn't want to allow some of the smaller players into the space. And I'm thinking, we had great relationships with the top, you know, 300 websites in the world, but what about the other, you know, 100 million websites in the world that have pretty decent traffic? And Yahoo's response was, you know, whatever, you know, who cares about the little guy? And I'm like, you know what? Nah, that's not right. You know, this country was built and continues to be built on small businesses. You can't sleep on the small businesses. They are the backbone of this nation. It's that arrogant Wall Street type attitude, which I think has currently doomed Yahoo, right? Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I don't work them anymore, so I can really say what I want, right?
Yeah, you can tell the truth, absolutely.
Right. So it's that same, you know, Wall Street type attitude. You know, and we need to adopt more of a Main Street type attitude and be inclusive of all businesses, large and small. And that's most just a part of that. We're about
absolutely
everybody. Everybody should be able to contribute to making this country great. And
absolutely,
we're just a small player in the grand scheme of things. And that's what we think. So the goal is really bigger than serving some little funky commercials in front of some content. It's bigger than that.
Well, what I like about this, Eric, is this is a service that is for the ultimate bootstrapper. No more do you have to want and yearn to make money online, and then you unfortunately type all that stuff into Google, and then all of this crap comes up, and you're paying all of this money trying to learn how to market and make money online, literally spending more money online than you're earning back. What I like about AdSmelt is that you start making money the moment you put the website up with the video, boom, that's it. You're done. And your job is then to just drive traffic to it. And we're going to talk about this a little later on, that you even have a process to teach people how to do that. So
this is
incredible. And you pay more than YouTube, which is also sexy.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, I can talk about that later if you want, or I can talk about it now as far as how we're partnering with a nonprofit organization that I run called the Web Academy.
So that's how I found out about you, is through the Web Academy. I bought your book. Let's talk about what's the title of your book?
Yeah, the social media book is
the social media book.
Yeah, it's called Social Media Branding in the Age of Obama. It's not a political book, but it talks to the age of Obama, meaning the age that pretty much 07 to currently, the age of Obama, the time in which he made his play for the White House is what I call the age of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how to use social media to brand yourself and to accomplish your goals. And that's what the book is about.
Well, first of all, Eric, I want to commend you on writing that book. It is one of the best books that I have read to date.
On social media, and you know,
I have interviewed everyone. I read everybody, and so that to me is the Bible for the book. If I decide to open up a nonprofit and teach social media, your book is going to be the Bible. Now, that being said, you're very, very welcome. That being said, people who are listening, if you're really serious about making money online, you know, I get a lot of emails, Twitters, and inbound Facebook messages. Philippe, mm-hmm. How did you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it?
Sure.
My gosh. The reason that I launched the technology profile and review section is to talk to and feature the people, products, and services that I use that have gotten me here. You're one of those persons. So that book, ladies and gentlemen, you must have if you're going to be serious about social media, whether you're a beginner, or an intermediate, or even an advanced. You need to have that on your shelf. How can people get that book, Eric?
They can pick up the book at they go to socialmediaobama.com, socialmediaobama.com, and they can buy a copy of the book there.
All right, fantastic. So then I get the book, and I'm super excited. And then the book tells me, as well as, I think we were Facebook friends or I had liked one of your pages, told me about the Web Academy. And the Web Academy taught web design and social media. Oh, my God. Talk to us about Web Academy, Eric.
Absolutely. So, and the success of the Web Academy is really, it could not have been a success without social media. So, and we started it, however I started it, in 2009, fall of 2009. We've had close to 3,800 enrollments for our free online classes since fall of 2009. And primarily it's been done through social media. I'm not sure how you found out about us, but it probably was either through email and social media. So just a little bit thing on the social media thing piece again. We use a lot of those strategies about the emails, about using social media, about using Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, Blogger, Blog Talk Radio, all those technologies collectively, not one or two, but all of them collectively, with the goal of driving people to our website, tracking it with analytics, and then also optimizing using analytics. And what I do in the book is I actually talk a little bit about optimization, the beginnings of it. That's some of the things that I did at Yahoo with analytics. So I talk a little bit about that in the book of how.
Sure, I do. Yes.
What does success mean in a social media campaign? I mean, are you trying to get signups? Are you trying to sell your widgets?
Right.
What does it mean? And once you understand that, and then building a plan around it. But the back to the Web Academy, one of the great classes that we've got coming up, and we're partnering with AdSmoke, because over the last 2 years, I've been getting this question. People always ask me, it's like, hey, you used to work for Yahoo. Can you tell me how to be number one on Google, or how to be get a higher ranking on Google, Yahoo, and Bing? I'm like, I sure can, but I'm not going to tell you. That's misvalued information. I'm not telling you that. I mean, really, 2 years. But you know what? It's about being not so greedy, right? So the last 2 years I've been doing free web design class, so now I'm about to give away the golden goose, right? So I have free SEO class, a free SEO class, a free SEO.
I saw that, man. I am so signed up for that, and I am so there.
I'm about to open up the book. I mean, it's so funny because, you know, most people are going to sleep on this one because I'm not going to do this forever. I'll probably do this probably maybe this spring and maybe this fall. After that, it's probably going to be a wrap because I'll probably, you know, move on to something else. But the thing is, it's really valuable information. Let me tell you why. Because a lot of it is common information that I'm going to be teaching that, but then a lot of it is stuff that not everybody knows. And then secondarily, at Yahoo, I worked on analytics, but I had an opportunity to meet the engineers who created the ranking algorithm for Yahoo. So there's some things that really very few people know that I'll be talking about in the class. You know, it'll be mixed in with the other things. I won't necessarily point it out to say, hey, this piece of information here is not low. No, I'm just going to give you just nuggets throughout and allow people to take the information and build out their websites and drive traffic to the website. And the monetization piece of it, really, I'm going to talk about, you know, Google AdWords and how to use, you know, text and banner ads. And then mm-hmm. they have video, of course, you know, I'll show you how to use AdSmoke to monetize as well. So it's all a partnership between AdSmoke and the Web Academy. So we've been doing great work, and people have been asking for this stuff for so long, you know, the SEO. So it's really about time that I give that to folks, and it's about doing the right thing. So I'm really happy about that class, and it should be, we've got about, wow, I think we're pushing 300 enrollments for that one class so far. So I'll probably cut it off at, wow, who knows? You know what? I can't say no. If it were 1,000 people in the class and we had a 1,001 or enrollment, I would let that extra person in because that's all I do, right? I'm like, come on, my man. Oh, you late in enrollment. You, I'm going to add you in.
Don't leave me out, all right?
Exactly. You the next Oprah, so I can't leave you out. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, man.
So we're really excited.
So with Astro, man, how long did it take you to come up with this concept and idea for this startup? Because this is incredible.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, so the idea came while I actually was an employee at Yahoo. Again, I saw that Yahoo was neglecting a certain market. So I approached my VP to say, hey, let's target some of these smaller websites. And it was a pretty arrogant response. We're making so much money from the big guys. Who cares about these little folks? So then what I did was, I'm like, okay. So what I did was, I have a computer science background, and I own a web development company, you know, while I was working with Yahoo. So I dabbled with websites for the past, you know, 16 years or so. So what I did was I had a prototype developed. Myself with one of my colleagues in Eastern Europe developed a prototype for Yahoo, or for AdSmoke. And then I just sat on it. That was back in 2008. And I just sat on it for years. And, you know, I ended up eventually leaving Yahoo and going to a different job and leaving that job. And then someone asked me about a little over a year ago, they said, hey, Eric, is it possible for you to run commercials in front of your embedded content, like embedded YouTube videos on your website? And the answer is, well, no, but yes, but no. I mean, it doesn't exist, but I have something. And then I asked them, you know, do you think people want to use this? And then the answer was absolutely. So then I started doing a little bit of research, and then the research said, okay, maybe there is a market for this. And then what I did was, because at the time when I made the prototype, you know, YouTube was getting something like 300 million monthly views back in 2007, and I think now it's somewhere near 7 billion monthly. Or is that, I'm sorry, is that monthly or daily?
I think it's daily, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a crazy number.
It's a crazy number. I think I'm mixing up the daily and monthly number, so forgive me. But, yeah, I think it's just 7 billion daily. I think that's correct. So, it made sense to, as technology is moving faster, as people are, everybody has high-speed internet. Everybody has mobile devices that are connected to Wi-Fi. You got mobile hotspots all over the place. People are watching video all the time. So it made sense to transition into this as eyeballs are leaving television and watching content online. Advertisers are trying to figure out a way to target, better targeting than in broadcast television, right? What if I wanted to, you know, I want to target people who happen to like chocolate cake and who live in Boise, Idaho, potentially with AdSmoke, you can do that. So
So you'll be able to geo-target and be able to profile and serve ads according to the user's profile and likes. That's incredible.
Absolutely. Advertisers on our network can do that, and, the granular level geo-targeting and then the analytics that is provided, the reporting, is just this light years above television. And it's cheaper, right? It's so much cheaper.
Absolutely.
And then, again, you're able to allow people to plan this space. You think about 40 years ago, ABC, NBC, and CBS were the primary destinations where people watch video and television.
Mm-hmm.
To get into that space, I don't want to say it was impossible, but virtually impossible. You needed billions of dollars to compete with those three. Now, you really don't need – you can get a free WordPress site. You can upload your video, your content to YouTube, so really for nothing. And then I will charge you to be a member of AdSmoke as a publisher. It doesn't cost you anything to start making money. There really are no excuses. The barriers have been dropped. The walls have
That's
been
right.
knocked
That's
down.
Right.
Now. So then from there, I developed the prototype. We had the beta run last summer. We made some strategic partnerships this past fall. We made some key partnerships that allow us to have unlimited advertisers. That was the key. Before, we were going to be struggling with, okay, how do we find these advertisers? We locked in a few relationships from, that I had made during my Yahoo days. And through those relationships, we have we have unlimited advertisers. They are ready to spend now. I just got off the phone with our primary advertising partner. They basically, the thing he said, we want traffic, meaning they want to run ads on websites that have traffic. So he's like, hey, yeah, we need traffic. We need traffic. That's what he said. They've got unspent inventory, meaning they've got ads that are sitting on the shelf collecting dust because there are no websites that have traffic that they can run them on. That's what we got.
Wow.
So it's exciting times. It's exciting times. Exciting times.
It really is.
So the first, we were launching, as we speak, the first client is actually a fan site, JustinBieberFever.com, one of our first websites. They're kind of big, though. They're not really small.
Not at all.
they're big. The majority of our clients will be smaller sites, but this one we just came out swinging for real. So JustinBieberFever.com is our first client, and they're using us. They've got a lot of different potentially have a lot of different choices of how they want to monetize their inventory, but they decided to come with us. So we're really excited about getting them on board. They get crazy numbers. I can't really talk about their numbers as far as traffic, but it's exciting. But again, the majority of our websites that are going to be a part of AdSmoke are going to be the smaller ones. But again, we let everybody play. If ABC came to me and said, yo, we want to be down with AdSmoke, ABC, y'all can come on too. Come on with your content. Come on now. We'll pay you too, ABC. I got a big bag of money for you too.
That's
all
right.
What's
your slogan there? What's your slogan there?
My quote is, I'm trying to put some money in your pocket. That's what I'm trying to do, put some money in your pocket. Forgive me for sounding like a gangster, but I will track you down and tackle you, wrestle you to the ground, and stick $50 in your pocket and walk away. Say, that's what I do. That's what I do.
What I love about you, Eric, is one, your passion, but your authenticity, and that you're seriously serious about helping people truly break this bubble and this myth on how to make money online.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about something that you shared with me in a previous conversation that had me absolutely cracking up and in disbelief, and that was that, a lot of people saw the CNN special with Solo Dad O'Brien about blacks and
sure.
technology
and, sure.
How sparse it is and how difficult it is for blacks and
sure.
technology. And I have been following you for the last 2 years. And I said to myself, I just knew that you were going to be on that show because I said, here's a guy that is not doing it. He has done it and continues
sure.
to do it. Why isn't he on this damn show? What the hell? So I'm sure I had to say he was my sweetheart. We were talking about it. And because
exactly.
I had her read your book as well. So talk to me about this, that you actually were approached by CNN, sure. and I think it was, what, New Me Technologies, whatever the startup company.
Yeah, well, they didn't approach me. I approached New Me. So last year, we had just had we had our prototype built, and we were about 2 weeks away from launching our beta. And I found out about the New Me Accelerator, based in Palo Alto, you know, Minority Focus mm-hmm. Accelerator, founded by Angela Bennett, Henson, and Wayne Sutton. So I applied, like a lot of other companies, and I went through the official process with presenting business plan, pitch deck, you know, projections, things like that. I had the interview, the phone interview with Angela and Wayne, which great folks. I know them to this very day, and AdSmoke was rejected, right? It happens. We were one of the 71 companies that did not make the cut. You know, I didn't have any problem with it. It's just the way it happens. I mean, I've been cut by other tech accelerators for whatever reason. It's the way it happens. Sometimes you try for a basketball team, and, you know, Michael Jordan, actually his sophomore year in high school, didn't make varsity, right? And we know how his career ended. So it's okay not making varsity. It's okay. So what we do is, again, so we didn't make the tech accelerator, and I support all those companies that did make it, and all the companies who have products out, I do support. You know, it's about us really helping each other out. So I don't have a chip on my shoulder. Well, maybe I do a little bit because I got something to prove. But I ain't gonna lie. I do have a butt. At the same time, you can have a chip on your shoulder, but you can support your people.
There you go.
And I am, to show you how much I support, New Me has a community, their community meetups. Globally, so they have one in Detroit, Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, and there's also one in New York, and it's led by people in the tech community. Anyone can volunteer to lead the New Me meetup. So I decided to lead the one for New York to use my network of minority tech entrepreneurs, and we network and we leverage what New Me can provide us to build great companies, right? So you know, I'm definitely not a hater, right? But I think that just like Jordan probably didn't have a beef with the coach who happened to cut him, but you know, hey, you can just come out next year, try harder, get your crossover game, learn how to dunk,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
get your jump shot
mm-hmm.
down, you know, encourage the people who did make the team, who did make varsity, have that be a cheerleader for them, cheer from the sidelines until you get your chance to start. But then when it's time for me to start, I'm dunking on every damn body. This is bullshit. I'm shooting threes on you. I'm dunking on you, and don't even think about coming to the paint because I'm hard fouling every damn body. That's how I do. So the long and short of it is, it's about support. It's about, you know, doing what you do best. And again, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, New Me did what they did. They're a pioneer in that space, and I'm here to help them achieve their goals, just as they're here to help me achieve my goals.
Sure, sure. Well, now you're located at where is the company, and you look where are you located?
I'm sorry, say again for me. You're breaking up.
Where are you located? Where is the company located?
Oh, AdSmoke. So you're talking about AdSmoke? Yeah. So AdSmoke. Yeah. We are at we're on Madison Avenue in New York City. Madison
okay.
43rd in New York City.
Fantastic. And obviously the address is AdSmoke.com, but just for the sake of people listening, what is the address to get to AdSmoke?
Yeah, sure. It's www.adsmoke.com.
And when they come to the website, what's the first thing a publisher should do?
Yeah, so currently we're about to switch everything over from our beta to our full production. So what people will see is they'll say, hey, it'll have a button for publishers, right? And what
okay.
that means is if you have a website with content, you are considered a publisher. If you click on the publisher button, it'll say sign up for beta. Next week it'll say sign up for, you know, the production system. But right now it says sign up for the beta. And what that means is you would give us your information, your email address, your domain name, your PayPal email, because we have to
mm-hmm.
We have to figure out a way to pay you once we start running commercials, and then that's pretty much it. And then from there, what we'll do is we'll, once we launch in about another week or so, we'll start allowing everybody to participate with AdSmoke. So we'll reach out to you and say, hey, Philippe, this is what you need to do. You need to come back to your, to log into your interface, paste in your embed codes here. We'll give you new codes back, put that on your website, and then start collecting a check. And that's pretty much it. So in summary, what they need to do is come to AdSmoke.com, click on Publisher, and then follow the prompts.
Fantastic. Now, you also have, talk about putting money in your pocket. You didn't stop with just being a publisher. You actually have an affiliate program as well.
Yeah, we sure do. So, yeah, absolutely. So that's something I totally don't give enough props to. So, yeah, so let's say, for instance, someone is not, maybe they don't have a website, or maybe they are a publisher, but they know a lot of people who are in this space. So what we do is we have our affiliate program. What that means is you sign up as an affiliate, and we give you an affiliate number and a special URL, right? It'll say adsmoke.com/, and then there's some numbers. So what you can do is you can give that URL to people that you know who want to monetize their video content. So if you give it to your friend, say, in California, and they click on the button, it brings them to the AdSmoke site. They sign up as a publisher, but it's populated, the field is populated with your affiliate number. So now 5% of all the collected revenue from that publisher forever is your money. So maybe one or two is probably small, but if you were killing it with like 100 or 150 websites, 5% of 150 websites is doing some decent traffic, that could be, you know, it might not be retirement money, but that'll definitely pay a part of your mortgage, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
it will put some money in your pocket.
That's simply some mortgage money, some car note in the mortgage. Sure, absolutely. If for the right type of publisher site, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what I love about AdSmoke, man, is that you are taking away the pain of being a part of the 99%.
Absolutely.
You hear me?
It's all about inclusion. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's all about inclusion, right, including folks who have been perhaps disenfranchised from the process.
There you go.
Be a part of this money-making process. You know, a lot of times, you know, we as African-Americans, or even, it doesn't necessarily have to be African-Americans, it's just anyone who may be, you know, not connected to, maybe connected to the technology, but not connected to the money-generating part of this technology. You know,
mm-hmm.
the things that
mm-hmm.
that we, as and my co-founders are, primarily all my co-founders are ex-Yahoo employees, things that we were privy to being Yahoo employees, just everybody off the streets doesn't know. So it's up to us to spread the news. You know, create some technology that allows you to make money in this space, and then, you know, write checks. That's what we do.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Now, what does it take to become? We talked about obviously being a publisher and the power of that. Let's talk about you know, the positives of being an advertiser, because
sure.
there might be people who want to, and small businesses, who
sure.
would like to advertise on other sites but don't know how, and you could
sure.
be the conduit for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's something that we're rolling out a little bit later, our advertising component of AdSmoke. Because, again, my main goal is I want to put money in your pocket. I'm not trying to take any money out of your pocket. You know, because I'm not trying to come to you and say, oh, give me money, give me ad dollars, give me. Because everybody's always saying, give me. It's all day, every day. So, but we will be rolling out our advertising platform eventually. And basically what that will mean is, let's say, for instance, if I had, say, a barbershop in
mm-hmm.
125th and Lenox in Harlem, and I want to advertise to, you know, I don't want people in Los Angeles knowing about my barbershop, just people here in the neighborhood, you know. And what you could do is you could sign up as an AdSmoke advertiser. You can, it's called geotargeting, and that's a fancy word for where your customer's at, right? That's what they should
mm-hmm.
call it in the internet.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to talk to my engineers. We're going to say, you know, instead of saying geotargeting, because that's what Yahoo and Google calls it, I'm going to say where your customer's at, right? We're going to change that. So where your customer's at. So you have this map that you say, okay, they're in the Harlem area. And then you can also specify what's called a channel. Now, channel can be anything from health and beauty to automotive to all these different types of channels. And mm-hmm. they can get very, very, very granular in nature. It all depends on the publisher and how they set up their account. So, for instance, let's say, I have a, since we're talking about Harlem and primarily African-American consumers, let's say if I set up a website, you know, for, you know, African-American men's health, you know, because, you know, for instance, you know, prostate is prevalent and you know, prostate cancer is prevalent in our community. So if I set an African-American men's health website and I have videos to talk about some things, you know, I'm a doctor and I have some things that we can do to keep our health, you know, eating, drinking orange juice and doing all these things to stay healthy. Now, ideally, people who come to this website who are in Harlem might want to get a haircut, right, from mm-hmm. an African-American barber. So potentially, that is a good fit for that advertiser and that mm-hmm. and that publisher. That advertiser, okay, they can be granular, and they have the granular geo-targeting to target the area and the type of website, the channel, and we can even get page specific if the publisher sets it up that way, where they can have their ads reach the right person. And you know, never in the history of technology has something like this been possible. You think about, you know, from newspaper to radio to television, it's all broadcast based. Your message is going to be consumed by people who don't even have hair or who would never even
exactly.
You know,
the shotgun approach to marketing. Yeah,
right. You know, maybe, you know, a woman who is not of African American descent does not have a need to go to an African American barbershop. It's just simple as
mm-hmm.
that. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, nothing more, nothing less. So you can be a laser granular type of targeting so you can really reach that audience. So now what that eventually adds to, once we've done put money in folks' pocket, we can go after some of these small businesses and say, hey, you know, we can indirectly put money in your pocket to allow for you to target your audience a lot better for way
mm-hmm.
cheaper that you would potentially be paying to advertise on television. So that's the message that I'll be preaching in about 6 to 9 months.
Nice, nice. Now, you did not go through a traditional startup, funding. Talk
correct.
To us a little
correct.
Bit about that journey, because
yeah.
I thought it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, so like most technology startups, we start off by, you know, bootstrapping, you know, throwing cash in and then maybe, you know, friends and family and things like that. But over the past, you know, 6 to 9 months, you know, I've talked to, so many different venture capital firms. I mean, you name it, I've talked to them, I've pitched in front of them, and, you know, for whatever reason, they have not decided to invest. But that should not, you know, stop any business, right? So our model is really based on not having to have venture capital dollars because, you know, I have a computer science degree and two other of my co-founders have computer science degrees and we're leveraging some relationships that I've made with some developers in different parts of the world and we're able to put a product out, a really great product that I'm really proud of for very little as far as cash spent because, you know, we're doing a lot of the coding ourselves, right? And then also, you know, having the partnerships, right? Those partners that I had mentioned is really key to this. Again, if this were, you know, even 6, 7, 8 years ago, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the partnerships because you have these technologies that are out there that allow for easy, what's called API integration. API stands for Application Programming Interface Integration. So we don't have to write a lot of things from scratch. We can
mm-hmm.
we can contact a partner. You know, I remember when I started programming at age 12, you had to write everything from scratch. Now you can, other companies are doing things. They have things already. All you have to do is make your technology talk to theirs, right?
Exactly.
And work out an agreement that everybody can make something out of it as opposed to doing everything ourselves from scratch. So the long and short of it is, based on partnerships and really understanding the industry, we're able to really come to market on basically no dollars. I mean, we really spent very little to launch this product, and we're really proud of it. And it's the funny thing about it is, I was just telling my partners the other day, I was telling them, I said, you know, it's a good thing not having money, because had we had money, I definitely would have easily blown over the past 6 months, I'll easily blown $40,000 to $50,000 on just, you know, doing dumb stuff, right? When I'm dumb stuff, when I say dumb stuff, I don't mean like going to Vegas with, you know, dancers and stuff like that. But what I mean by dumb stuff is, you know, just, you know, spending money, going down a path, a technology path, and doing things ourselves, because we have, you know, the $50,000 to spend, as opposed to doing it via partnerships, because mm-hmm. we don't have mm-hmm. money. And so that's the big lesson learned here is you don't have to have deep pockets to make this work. You know, I hear about a lot of companies that don't get funded and then they shut down. And like, why? Figure out who's doing part of what you're doing. Figure out what they need from you. Leverage it. Form a partnership and then keep it moving. That's why AdSmoke is able to launch now, because of partnerships and a lot of hard work.
Incredible. You know, I just think that you guys have built something that is going to level the playing field for people being able to make money and significant money online. I really do. I think this is, you know, the next big thing. I'm just absolutely stoked about what are the next, you know, logical steps for AdSmoke. You guys are really doing great work.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. And we hope you're right.
Yeah, I hope I'm right too, because I put my blood on the line here. But what are some of the next logical steps for AdSmoke? You guys are officially launching in February.
Yes, so we officially launch in about 2 weeks, but we'll bring on some, you know, Justin Bieber Fever this weekend, and then some other some publishers. And then what we do is part of our product roadmap in February is we have what's called a white labeling solution. So people are like, what the heck is a white labeling solution? So what we do is we have signed agreements with organizations that have groups of publishers, right? So there is an organization in Los Angeles that has a group of filmmakers. So you've got hundreds and hundreds of filmmakers, and these filmmakers have websites. They're trying to get movie deals, and they're also trying to build audiences for their product, right?
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, to make money, they're waiting tables, they're doing what they can, working at Kinko's. So our thing is, wow, you have all this great content. You're an actor, you're a director, you're a producer, you have this great content. You've got a nice audience. Why not monetize it? So the organization that is over all these smaller websites that I mentioned, mm-hmm. what we do is we'll have what's called a white label solution. And what that is imagine if I'm that filmmaker, I can go to this site that is branded for, it's their own brand, but when they sign up, they're actually signing up, it's AdSmoke is actually powering it. So let's call it, let's say for instance it's called, you know, Philippe's directors, or Philippe's group of filmmakers, Philippe's filmmakers, right? The Matthews
mm-hmm.
filmmakers is the name of your website, right? Hypothetically. And imagine them coming to Philippe's filmmakers website, seeing your logo, your branding, and you say, hey, sign up here. And they sign up for an account, and oh, by the way, Philippe's film group will help you monetize. Oh, okay, cool. So when they log into their interface and they see all their reporting and all that kind of sort of stuff, it's all branded for you, right? So we do a revenue share with Philippe. Our Matthews film is a revenue share. So the white labeling solution, basically what it does is it allows for organizations that already have an organization of websites to maintain their brand, but then allow them to participate in what we're trying to do, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Absolutely,
so
it does.
So that's part of it. And then also I talked about the WordPress plugin. Also what we're doing is we've been talking with Tumblr. Tumblr, if you're familiar, is the blog. For those of your listeners who are not familiar, Tumblr is a blogging platform, similar for blogging and website kind of sort of very similar to WordPress. And we're working out a deal with Tumblr where we would work with Tumblr's developers. So Tumblr makes money by allowing third-party developers to make templates. So what we would be doing is partnering with these developers. These developers will be adding AdSmoke functionality to these templates. So these templates, when they sold these templates would already be pre-made to work with AdSmoke. So as these users say, oh, wow, I can just click a button and monetize my video, it's already built into the template, then we do a revenue share with the developer. And Tumblr doesn't even want money, right? Their thing is, hey, we're trying to share the love. We're trying to just, you know, build, you know, acceptance and awareness about our platform. So the long and short of it is, it's a partnership with the Tumblr developers to help them make even more money. In addition to selling templates, they'll be able to earn some residual income off the people who use those templates, right? So because they're already going to have, so that's on the product roadmap. Well, and then there's some other things that I probably haven't even thought about. So I can't think right now.
What we'll do is we'll make sure to have you come back, and I want you back on the show. Whatever you're doing, just call me and say, hey, dude, I got this coming out. Boom, let's get it recorded, and we'll have you back.
Definitely.
Congratulations on the success and launch, the beta launch, and then the final launch that's coming in 2 weeks on AdSmoke. You have a rah-rah system here with the Philippe Matthews Show. We'll promote you wherever we go. Any closing thoughts or words for people who have been beat down online so much and have joined so many of these bogus internet marketing schemes that don't believe that they can really make money? Can you speak to them directly right now as we're getting ready to close? And give them some hope and some how.
Absolutely. Again, like I stated earlier, the money should be flowing one way. If my thing is the greatest thing since sliced bread, then you need to prove it. You know, these folks who, you know, there's so many fly-by-night scams, multi-level marketing scams out there. There's some legitimate ones, but then there's the scams, right? So first and foremost, the money should flow one way. And then secondarily, they shouldn't lose faith that there are opportunities out there that actually do produce income. And thirdly, it's not easy, right? So meaning it's not easy to generate traffic for one's website, but I teach you some of the tricks in my SEO class that I'm teaching for the Web Academy. So the long and short to those folks is, you know, don't get frustrated, don't lose faith that there are people out there who have legitimate opportunities. It's just about, you know, looking at everything, every new opportunity with an open mind, an open heart, and putting in some hard work and letting it all come into play. And, you know, hopefully those folks out there will find their passion and whatever they decide to, maybe it's not being an AdSmoke publisher, maybe it's something else. But if it is, you know, putting your heart into it and letting the Lord take it from there, you know, that at least that's the way I look at things. So
fantastic.
So, you know, God bless those folks.
Well, my friend, God bless you, and God bless AdSmoke.
Likewise.
AdSmoke.com, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Hamilton, the founder, CEO. Go and check out the website. Go get signed up as a publisher. And what's the slogan, Eric?
I'm trying to put some money in your pocket.
There it is. Simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Yes, we will be talking.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.